You have to stand up.
That's a big thing.
Stand up for what? Oh, for the gifts?
Stand up. Stand up for the right.
I don't know where you were going with that.
Get up. No,
yeah,
how's it go?
Yeah, that one.
I was doing the Bob Marley at the.
That's Ladies and gentlemen.
Pink Panther. Oh, that's Pink Panther.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I thought I was like.
There you go.
Oh,
that's actually.
Because I'm from the 60s. That's
the original.
Yeah, well. Triple OG. 7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
Hell fucking no.
This is our Christmas special, ladies and gentlemen. We got Steppy in the house.
Ching, 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 ching.
Oh, shit out of me.
Me too.
Is that really him?
No, but he used to dress up.
I will this
for the kids.
I will this year because I'm actually fat now and I don't have to wear the cotton. I'm
yeah,
excited.
I don't think Santa rolls around on a scooter, though.
We'll have to tell a story before you introduce Santa.
Well, Eric's not here because he just got the keys to his house today. So
damn, big dreams.
Congrats.
He's been locked out all this time?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's been locked out of his house.
No wonder he looks tired.
Yeah, guy needs some rest.
He doesn't have to sleep in his car anymore.
Yeah, sleep apnea.
So is everyone done with shopping and everything? I still have to go tomorrow.
I just got my pops. That's it, I think.
Damn.
I haven't done any shopping, but I have Lisa who just shops constantly. So
well,
we're all good.
That's just online, though.
Yeah, she's doing everything.
You don't have to shop. Just go into your garage and
I know, but you see, here's the problem.
Something.
Everyone's seen it, and they go, that's from your garage. You know, yeah, but it's $500. Yeah, but it's from your
just
garage.
Just clean it up.
But it's brand new.
New wrap.
That's interesting you say that. It is dusty in there.
Because you did that, huh?
That's probably what this gift is.
Well,
no, go ahead.
don't be dishing it yet. You haven't seen it.
So what we're doing is white elephant.
Shit. Wait a minute, I got to go to the store.
So there's four of us, and we all picked a number. I came. Well, it looks like
why is it white elephant, by the way? Just saying.
That's a good question. Why isn't it an elephant?
White Christmas.
Well, no, I just wonder why it's not a gray elephant. Or
no, why is it called an elephant?
Oh, because it got fat gifts, baby.
That's a good one.
You can steal it with the trunk. I don't know.
At 7-Eleven, I guess they have a... It's called a white elephant. Everything's already wrapped. It just has a picture of what that thing is in the box. So you can either buy a $5, $10, $15, or $20. And you just... It's already comes wrapped.
Really?
You just buy it. And then and it has a... The wrapping paper is a white elephant.
I should go to 7-Eleven.
So 7-Eleven came up with this?
Yeah, that's
where
I'm
from. Damn,
in the 30s? Because this white elephant's been going on a long time.
No, just recently, because we did
it
for work.
Let me look it up.
One of the ladies came with that.
Well, she's just lazy.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's gotten so big that 7-Eleven started doing it like their own little.
Well, shopping for
the pretty smart of them.
Yeah.
Is it like two hot dogs and a fucking Coke for $5?
I didn't see all the other ones, but I'm. Just in general, shopping for your coworkers is difficult, sort of.
I have to
you know
do that
what
today.
I mean?
If you care about them, you're right.
Not even if you don't. You just don't want to be that asshole that gets a fucking shitty-ass gift and everyone else brings something crazy.
That's why I get them pens.
Pens?
Yeah. You have no idea how much that pen's worth if it's in a nice box.
Yeah.
That's right.
Everyone has Google.
No, but you can't.
I'll Google that motherfucker real quick.
I took off the label. It doesn't say China anymore.
Right? I went to Office Depot today for some reason. I was just looking for random gifts, and I saw a pen for $1,600.
Oh, yeah. I've got Waterford pens.
What was it called?
Waterford.
I think that's the brand I saw.
Yeah, the blue box.
Yeah, it's a blue box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have two of those.
Dude,
do they write that much better?
I was going to give that as a white elephant, but I'm glad I didn't.
Mobile
like
Mall
it.
Has Office Depot, too?
Well, there's an Office Depot outside of Mobile Mall. They have everything.
Yeah, it's Crunch.
Do those like pens, Depot.
It has a library.
Yeah.
Do those pens write really good?
Oh, yeah. Well, who knows? I don't know why it's so valuable, but it is.
Pen's a pen.
Maybe it's like gold-plated or something?
Yeah, it's.
I don't know.
I think it is white gold.
It looked like a badass pen, though. And then it had like little cartridges for the ink in case it runs out. And like it has a little thing for your, like, you put your finger a certain place of the pen and all kinds of shit.
Ergonomic.
I was like, damn.
It tells you whether you're in a good mood or not.
I don't know. It tells you your future also. It's like, if you're going to write the last check.
All right, so I pulled number four. Who's one?
I'm one.
One?
Three. Number one.
Two? Number two.
Just one of those days. What was the worst gift that you ever got from work?
Today.
What was it?
Damn, he sounded fucking mad.
No, it sucks because
he rewrapped it
because it was a Secret Santa, yeah. And there's a shitload of people that were in it, and somehow I got the same person that I picked.
Oh.
She picked me too, and I was like, I had no idea who it was. You know, I bought a gift. They gave us these little cards that kind of had like favorite candy, favorite color, blah blah blah. I think I got a pretty good gift
to help out. Yeah,
it was. I had my sister help. It was fucking nice. It was for a girl, and then I go and get my gift. It's a fucking a coffee cup, but it's the ones that stay cold or
warm. The hot ones, yeah. That's a good cup, though.
Yeah, you don't drink coffee, though, huh? It's sometimes.
It's not something you want, though.
It's that and then just little fucking packets of Snickers. That was it. And then I looked up the cup, just curiosity. Target, $8. I was like, oh, she didn't even hit the limit. It was $25 limit.
And none of that shit was on your limit?
Yeah.
None of that shit was on your limit.
I got an $8 cup. Nah. Well, Snickers, because I asked favorite candy, I just put Snickers.
So now you have to work with her knowing that she doesn't even follow the rules.
She emailed me and she was like, oh my God, that's such a good gift. I wanted to get you this, but I didn't know. And dude, I'm like,
well,
fuck, you know,
take the cup back and get me that.
Now she's going to expect to see that cup on your desk.
Which I'll probably have. It's pretty cool.
I would just give it back to her and say, get me what you just said. That was better.
He uses it as a pencil holder.
Yeah, but you don't.
It was weird. She asked me if I liked Harry Potter or Star Wars. Because she's kind of a nerdy person. I was like, nah, it's cool. I like the cup. The cup's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't.
She's setting the stage for even worse.
Well, she was going to wear a costume for you one night.
Nah, she's not cute.
You sure there isn't like $15 in the cup?
Nah, dude. Nothing. I just called Steppy dude.
Dude,
dude.
Okay, I think it's cool. I feel younger.
That ass cracking.
He's over there choking.
Yeah, man. That's
some give him CPR.
What about you? You guys ever got bad gifts at work?
Yeah, I got the pub mix yesterday. For
what's that?
It's just that it's the pub mix. With the pretzels and
oh, no kidding!
Like, oh, you guys have really? Got you, like the beer nuts?
No,
yeah. And they had a $10 tape to the bottom.
No,
and I used to have to pay for my drinks.
That's just lazy, man.
At least there's money, you know.
It's lazy.
It is lazy.
Well,
man.
Yeah. One of the ladies that we work with, she went to Spencer's and got the fake lotto tickets.
Well, that's cool.
And then the person that won it didn't do it right there. They went home and they scratched it $10,000.
Flip out!
They took a picture of everything and sent it to the group. Like, I want $10,000. And then she did the next one and said fake.
Oh, damn.
But for a split second, bro, your emotions happy. Are hey, right.
I'm telling you, it's something. I've done that before. I won $1 million, though.
But she's on
a million.
She's on vacation for the next 2 weeks.
Ticket.
So
oh, a fake ticket. I was like, no.
So you have to live with that. You're like, 10,000.
She was already thinking what she's going to pay off or whatever she's going
to
pay.
No, I got that once, and I went to everybody and said, read it. Tell me, am I right? Am I seeing this wrong?
Oh, shit.
I swear I thought I'd won. It wasn't a million. It was like 100 grand. And I was certain that I had won $100,000.
Oh, damn.
And it was a fake one?
Yeah.
Obviously?
Yeah.
Who gave it to you?
I think I got it at 7-Eleven.
Dude, imagine the moment her and her family had at home. Because I could have just imagined if my mom or dad, they would have went up to us like, guess what? Like, oh my God. Not just her, but everyone in the household was probably like excited as fuck.
And during Christmas, like, you know, everyone's usually kind of broke. Like, fuck.
My dad would have been trying to figure out how to get it from me.
Everyone's broke, so why don't you just be happy with what you got?
Because
you don't know her life, and like she might be.
Because there's a $25 limit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I wanted to spend $8.
Speaking about that, I mean, this doesn't really have to do nothing with Christmas, but this girl just got hired recently, and I didn't really know her. I seen her. She had a fucked up car. She didn't even have a window on one side. It was like really beat up car, and she parked next to me once, and I was just like, "What the fuck, damn, that sucks." Didn't think nothing of it. This chick, I'm new there, so I don't really know everybody. And then I guess everybody was calling her man hands because I guess she had like 3 fingernails and shit. She only lasted 2 days, stole some shit, and then left. So I think she was either on meth or she's homeless. But everyone was making fun of her hands. And then
all
I brought
them,
that up.
All above.
I brought that up. I was like, maybe she's fucking homeless. And then everyone's like, oh.
Is this a different girl?
Everyone just started to realize, yeah, a different girl.
What'd she steal?
Sweater, I think, or some shit.
Too bad she didn't get your coffee cup.
Too bad she didn't steal.
Could have filed a claim. $25.
That I'm still waiting for. Snapback Monster had just is that in that one of these bags?
No. Oh, I actually should have got something there. Fuck.
What was your worst gift?
You get a brand new motorcycle.
One year I got what's it called? The chia pit?
Oh,
I always wanted one of those.
They went to Walgreens.
But I actually wanted it.
They're worth a lot of money right now. I have one.
What? They are
real?
Yeah.
They're worth a lot of money.
About $75.
That was some crackhead shit you just did right now.
I know. This guy twitched. He's almost like, what? Hey.
No, no.
His jaw's like going back and forth.
Well, that's because I got to avoid the teeth that cut when you talk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
Save
about that.
Kind of old.
Goddamn.
Hey?
I apologize.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring it up.
But yeah, I got a chia pet, and it was from this nice lady. But the thing was that it was broken, and I didn't have the heart to tell her. Because she's like, she was so excited to give it to me.
$20.
It was just funny. It's just a funny thing. It was like a face or whatever. And she gave it to me, whatever, and I even opened it. And then when I got home, it was broken. I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't want to go like, hey, guess what? It's broken. No, I just left it alone. Yeah. She was a nice lady.
I'm over so
down to $10 value
over,
now.
Like Christmas, sort of. I'm not over Christmas. I'm over getting people gifts that are over like 10 years old. Kids, I'll get gifts, but
yeah,
when they're older, I'm kind of overspent. Like I was telling my mom earlier, all that money we spend on all this bullshit, we can just get a big old cabin in Big Bear and just go. And the kids would love that way more, to be in the snow and do that. And they can open a couple gifts here and there.
I bet she spent $3,500.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's stupid.
Yeah. We could have went and we swore we're doing a gift exchange, right?
That happens but every she year. Buys, no one ever sticks but she, to it.
And I told her that, too. Yeah. I said, you're going to buy a gift for everybody anyway. Mm-hmm. And then because you got that for them, you're going to go, well, she's going to say that costs more than that. So then you're going to buy another gift for them and just constantly shop. So boxes are still coming to the house every day.
And, like, I love coming here, but at the same time, like it's there's so much tension.
Yeah, there is.
And I'm like, fuck.
Tension, why? Always talking about for Christmas. They mean when you come through for the podcast.
There's numerous reasons why there's tension.
I'm talking about at the house. There's tension.
Yeah. Okay.
That's always kind of like
last year, I flipped the fuck out. Like, it was nuts. I've never flipped out like that.
Is that because all the kids running around, or is that
No, remember that everyone wanted to open up everyone's gifts, and I didn't bring my kids' gifts because we do our own thing. I'm trying to establish our own tradition on Christmas.
Of course.
Day.
I don't want you to bring your
but
stuff
But then,
here.
Like, my brother and everyone was trying to open their gifts, and I was like, my kids aren't just going to sit here and watch your kids.
Oh, I
open
see what you're saying.
So I was like, let's go. But then it turned into something else, and I had like, I got like.
Well, we all know how you are. Once you say let's go, it escalates and escalates. Yeah. You
Well, no, Melissa's already at the car by the time you said let's go because she's like, score.
You know what? Delete everything I just said.
Me too. That wasn't me.
No one listens to our shit.
You just got me too'd.
I get what you're saying, but like, everyone in our family, we're all older. We don't have nephews and nieces. Well, we do, but they're not around. And we just get shit just to be together, really.
No, I don't.
For that moment.
For the kids, I could care less. I love getting for the kids, but once it gets to like the adults and like shit like
that.
Yeah,
it's one time a year.
No, but here's the thing. We have, what, 20?
Oh, I have here, plus I have Melissa's side that has all their nieces and nephews. Like, it's not just like,
we need to get a grip on it.
And then cousins. Their cousins bring their kids, and like it's a whole fucking like.
Yeah, it's not even the money so much, which it is, but it's having to. Now, what should I get so and so, and what should I? I don't want to think about that because this is better than that person's, and it's just we're gonna do kids, or we're not gonna do kids, or we're gonna do adults.
It's crazy how much girls are better at that stuff at bargain shopping. Because I get really impatient. And I'm like, this is cool. Yeah, like, I'm gonna get this. Yep. Oh, it's kind of expensive, but fuck it, that's cool. You know, like I went with my sister to go get a few gifts last week. And, dude, she fucking found out all this cool shit. I didn't even spend that much. It didn't even feel right. But it's, like, cool shit. So I was like,
it's a trip. Any of it in a bag over there?
It's a trip. She digs in those stores. And you're like, how the fuck did you find that?
Well, I didn't even know this was here.
People are, like, the people I work with, they go to Ross, TJ Maxx. There's a place called Five Below, and there's dope-ass shit at those places.
Five Below is pretty dope.
I've never been. I was trying to find one, but they're kind of far from.
There's one right here.
In Paris street. And all that shit.
Yeah. Paris? There's one in Riverside,
Temecula,
isn't it?
I think. No.
I never heard
Fontana
of it.
Fontana and stuff like that. But I was like, I would just rather go to the mountains with all the money that we did spend. That shit would be way fucking more.
Why don't
awesome
you bring that up this year?
I brought it up to my mom.
No, bring it up in front of everybody.
For next
because
year.
Because then either Summer will agree Or someone will say, well, that's just not fair because... just thinking delete about, that I said that.
I'm thinking about that episode on Peaky Blinders where the brother tried to take over the business and like come up with the business plan, and everyone's like, get the fuck out of here. It's going to happen to Martin.
But he was right.
Sort of.
No, he was right. They better come up with another season with them coming to the United States. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that, but
that'd be fire. All right, so what? Want to jump into it or what?
Yeah.
Wait, my worst gift. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Back in 1932.
Back in 1937. And this happens every single year.
Really?
Yes. Every year I get a shirt and it's a size medium.
When it comes to me. I do it on purpose.
It's a no return final sale. Always. And it's a medium. Now, yeah. I've been a medium since sixth grade, I think. I don't know. Medium?
Yeah, that's small shit, yeah.
Right, and that would be like from my wife.
Yeah.
Right? Babe, they got any 2Xs over there? I'm going to get you a medium. Maybe this will motivate you.
Oh, wait, she doesn't.
Oh, it's a tactic.
She knows my size.
Oh, tactic.
Yeah, she's just, no, actually, it was a really cool shirt. I was like, awesome. And then you look at the thighs. Is that French? Medium?
He just cuts the sides. He just cuts the sides and wears like a fucking like Travis Barker and shit.
Oh yeah, like a
poncho.
Yeah.
He just makes it
like a flag football.
Yeah, like a flag football shirt. It's like fuck it. A
couple rubber bands on the side holding them together. That's a good idea. Actually, I do wear a medium.
Oh shit!
So that is a pretty bad gift, but.
All right, speaking of gifts, number one, you're up.
Let's see. There's so where are they?
These two bags, and then there's these two bags.
Is that like a six-pack of beer right there in a plastic bag?
Kind of. I didn't want to wrap it.
No, I could tell.
I'm a grown-ass man.
I respect that.
Well, we're all grown-ass men, too, but
I respect that.
If you'll notice, we had our women do it.
The burgundy one?
This burgundy one? Yeah.
Okay, so this is what it is. He's one. He picks this. Whoever's number two can steal this.
Okay.
Whoever's number three, if number two doesn't steal it, then three can steal it.
And then it goes back around. So any gift,
whoever steals your gift, then you pick a gift.
Gotcha.
So each gift can only get stolen twice. After the second time someone takes it from somebody, it's done.
It's locked.
It's stuck with that person.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Burgundy bag, white covered.
A fucking other cup. It isn't $8.
Was that from Steppy? Yeah, huh?
No, that's pretty awesome.
No one's taking that shit.
I might want it.
Let's see. I might.
Free round, 18 holes. Oh, damn. Glenn, this is awesome.
What is that?
Golf. It's like a free round, 18 holes at a Glen Ivy.
Oh, that's golf course. Shit. So who's number two? That's everything?
I think so. Is it?
There's more there.
Oh, there's a ball.
Oh, yeah, there's something right here.
Is it custom ball?
I don't know.
From like, you better fucking see what year that ball's from.
1947?
What is this? 2004.
What?
I can't see it.
Where's that scanner thing on your phone that shows you how much
it is? Callaway ball and...
It's an Open, U.S. Open, I believe.
Damn, 2004 little badge. He did get something from in here. This is awesome.
Not the thermos. All right.
That's what sucks about you being number one, because someone could just swoop that from you real quick.
Swoop that shit up, huh?
So number two. Who's two?
Oh, me.
That's you.
What would you like?
I think I want to steal. Hold on.
You could.
I'll take the penguin bag. I ain't getting that 12.
Damn, shit's heavy as fuck. Hold on, it's heavy, so it's top heavy. Someone's gonna fall out. If you break it, you keep it, bro.
You just spilled a whole Mike's card on your.
I did not.
Oh, he's drinking a Mike's card.
Still hard.
No, it's harder.
No, but these cups are legit, though.
Wait, is this a Lego set?
Yes, it is.
Lincoln Logs? Oh, fuck, I scored.
I can take this to the gym, though, the one that you have.
Wait a minute. You have a flashlight?
A flashlight?
I believe this.
What is it, wine?
The lights
I think
here.
It's No, I think it's fine whiskey.
Is it? What whiskey?
Ice, sphere, fucking glass it. I thought it was
to glass it, and then you could shape the ice like...
Oh, how you want it to come out.
So it's a flask for your whiskey.
Let me see that one. It's a flask?
No.
Ooh. I think it is. Hold on, let me see.
He's trying to see if the bag has any more, but...
And a flask.
Clearly
and
nothing.
Stingy-ass motherfucker. We're not inviting you anywhere no more.
Shit. Shit. This is awesome. Thank you.
See, this is why I don't do this shit.
Let's ask that worst gift question again.
A fucking cup.
So I'm number three. I'm not going to pick my own. So it's just a big one. Just open it.
You could have stole my shit.
Oh, yeah, you can steal.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Each gift can be stolen.
Did you see?
Oh, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, you haven't opened it.
Sorry,
you haven't opened.
Oh, no. My hand's in there.
Dang. I guessed wrong.
What? A flask? With fucking
another flask. A girl flask.
Oh, shit.
A pink girl flask.
A paintball pint glass.
That shit's fire.
What is that?
Oh, we're all fucked up,
like,
aren't
we? When you're drinking, you can try to fucking around and play with that. Like,
oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. He yeah. even left the price tag on there, $9.99.
I tried to fucking...
Hey, that was...
He wanted you to add it up until it gets to 40.
No, I tried to Sharpie it out. I guess I didn't.
No, hell no, you didn't even try. And then... Oh, D2,
is that porn?
Mighty Ducks.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Is that porn?
No, let me... A story behind that.
Is that Mighty Fucks?
I ordered it on Amazon thinking it was VHS. Because that would have been way more dope.
Yeah, if it was VHS.
Yeah, it would have been.
I have this on VHS.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Still.
Oh,
shit. What else?
I think we
here?
Do too. D3 on VHS.
Oh, the black dildo.
I'm stealing in a minute. That's awesome.
Did you see he forgot about that face?
Yeah, you scored.
Holy his face shit. Fucking lit up.
I thought that black ones were much bigger than that.
Oh shit, the black dude.
I'm
that.
Stealing. Don't even get cozy with it.
Huh?
You got more?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is that?
Desktop dartboard.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
You got the coolest stuff, man.
Well, CVS.
Where can I?
Well, except for the dildo.
Want to trade me a flask for a big black cock?
I forgot, dude. That's funny.
The dildo's a regift.
I'll trade you the cock for free.
It's never been used.
It's only been looked at.
Well, it's used, but it's never been used.
I just want to strap it on.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to strap on.
And go over and see my nephew.
I'm going to take this. What?
What?
I'm number four.
Wait a minute. He wants to strap it on.
I
want to
show him what he can expect to see when he gets older.
He wants to strap this fucking
okay, don't
purple
repeat
dildo.
Don't repeat it. I changed my mind.
What's that? Mike's hard. Fuck.
God damn.
Wait a minute. This going to be on the air?
Yeah. It's on the internet forever.
Well, let's get Chris back in here.
Steffi.
Oh, man. Get out of my chair. Okay. Thank you.
The dildo ripped the bag. It made a hole in the
balls. Well, do you see the balls on that thing?
Stupid.
Yeah.
So what's your gift?
So I'm number four. So I can steal this. So I want this. You could either steal a gift or get see what's in here.
Well, just thinking, oh, this is staying in here.
We're gonna take the penguin back.
So now you could either take mine or take his.
Let me see that big black dildo a minute. Let's just see how much I'm interested. Give me that bag.
You could keep it. Here, it's yours.
I know.
All right, so everything. So after that, everything's done. Whatever you have is what you have.
So now we're stealing.
He didn't go yet.
Nope. No, everyone. He's got my. He got what I got.
He didn't go yet.
Go what?
I'm second. He's third. And
He went. He just got the fucking. We just went through that.
Well, then when am I going again? Oh, because
you could either steal that or you could. Well, you already opened that, so that's.
I don't want that.
Well, then
I mean, I want it for free, but I don't want.
What everyone has is what everyone gets.
Okay.
What'd you get?
I changed my mind. Can I have my big black?
What is it?
No, I can use
another flask. What are you serious?
Is it a flask? No, it's not a flask. No,
this is $8 Target.
No, it doesn't.
Fucking didn't even make the fucking price value.
It's a beer holder. Beer stand.
It's a horn fucking.
It's something nobody wants.
Oh, that's actually sick.
Really?
Yeah, it's a horn fucking glass. And
you can trade me offline.
It's like the Vikings.
I think this is Chris's last podcast. You don't want your ass back.
What did I say? I love it. Thank you. This is wonderful. Throw that cock in his bag.
You got it. You got it. Here you go, sir.
Smell it.
That's disgusting. I can't have that around here.
That's why I got rid of it. I can't have it in my house.
The funny thing is Martin doesn't even golf. So why'd you want that?
Because of this. Okay, well, you just have to chill.
Open it, Martin. Open it.
No! No way! There's something in there? Oh, what the fuck? Hold on, there's a little note.
What does it say? Plus set of golf clubs.
Oh, that was supposed to be for me.
Damn.
I was so happy when you picked it. I was like, score. Fuck.
So I fucked myself.
You want me to get the clubs?
Well, yeah. I don't
All right, hold on.
Golf, but yeah.
It's not like Martin's going to golf. So it's Alex's nice gift. Fun. It's Alex's gift.
No, it sounds like I don't.
You want a flask? You want a flask, buddy?
It sounds like I don't owe $20 to you. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
You
want to
take
bucks?
That off? That
yeah.
Thing?
We'll do that. And the fucking Glen Ivy.
But can I keep the cup?
Though? Yeah, you keep the cup.
Oh, by the way, read that Glen Ivy.
Let me see.
What'd you say?
I'll read my gift. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Martin, read that Glen Ivy.
Valid through 2018.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Because I knew I was doing this.
Oh, shit. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I'm gonna give this to Meme.
I know, that's funny as fuck. Oh, you can do it in the, what are those things called? Stockings.
Yeah.
I need to do that too. That's what I'm missing.
Oh, I got my stockings right.
I know. That one.
I'm
badass.
Keeping this shit.
I know.
So what is a five?
I don't even know the numbers on these.
I'll teach you play.
So Steppy's
no,
over there
we're trading.
Showing Martin's new fucking golf clubs.
I can sell these
motherfucker. We already made a deal.
First of all, Martin, we know damn well you ain't gonna sell shit because you're lazy.
All right. I'll make a deal with you if I don't owe you $20 and I can keep this.
$20? This is.
Let's shake on it. Done deal.
He's like, did you hear him?
And,
like,
and I get the little fucking US Open thing.
Well, let's give Steppy his gift.
Oh, Steppy,
we got something for you.
We have a gift for you.
Here we go. We're gonna wait till the end. But
put that shit down.
Yeah, put that shit down.
Put what down? The dildo?
His 1937 fucking pipe he has from World War II and shit.
Here, put that in the bag.
I gave you the bag.
Oh, in that bag.
What bag?
My golf bag.
We got you a better
where
pipe.
You put it, I don't know where it goes.
Here, I'll just hold it for now. Steppy, get on the mic. Get on the mic.
I want to see you use it.
This looks like a big black dildo.
Yeah, we got you a new pipe so you don't have to keep smoking out of that one from 1932.
Excuse me while I...
You see
am
it?
I off or on? I'm off.
No, you're on.
And it's embarrassing seeing you smoke out of that old ass.
Well, I need to go get my pipe. Thing full
is that
of
the
you
price
know what.
Yeah, it's on sale. Apparently.
Burn that shit off.
Fucking Steppy. Damn, he got you with the golf clubs. That shit was hilarious.
I know.
Fucking Martin.
Nah, we shook on it already. No. Get out of here. Hell no. We shook on it already.
Martin, why do you have a black dildo?
My sister gave it to me.
Wait, you want that horn thing?
Give that shit back. So that was our gift exchange, ladies and gentlemen.
And Martin Steppy got a new piece.
Well, obviously, somebody, me, knows how to give a gift.
Huh? No. Wait, actually, my.
Wait a minute. What are these buttons for?
So
let me see.
So you just put it in here, and you hold this the carb right here.
Oh,
I'm not gonna take it.
So grab your little pipe and dump the. Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. What are you guys doing? Side trading. Start over.
This is pretty dope.
No, pull out that dartboard. That shit's fucking.
Let's go grab shit out from under our tree inside.
What dartboard?
You got a dartboard.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. You can put it at your desk.
You really didn't care what you got, did you?
No, it's pretty cool.
The fuck? I got a lot of cool shit.
Do you want to see that dildo?
I was going to go to Walgreens or like Rite Aid, but...
Not me. I went to the most expensive Callaway golf store and bought these wonderful clubs. I hope you enjoyed them.
You guys should go golfing.
Whatever. Martin, I told you you wouldn't last a day.
I know. I tried.
What do you do?
What is that? That's pretty cool. This is the carb. It's the same thing like your little pipe.
Oh,
but
that was going to be mine.
The flask with
damn.
Two.
That's
I loved all my gifts.
Oh, you pour it with that. That's pretty cool.
There you go.
Oh, he's smoking out of his
face. We need a picture. We need a picture.
There you go. You have a phone.
Damn. Look at Steppy.
Damn, with the new pipe. Damn, welcome to the 20th century.
Oh, shit. He's steep throwing that shit. That shit touched the back of your throat. Wait, sure.
We're just going because I can't be doing this shit.
No, it's just going to go in our record. We're not going to post anything. We're just like our evolution.
Yeah, just oh, memories. Wait. You want to see evolution? Look at me in an hour.
Look at you in fucking 3 minutes. What are you talking about? An hour?
Damn, that's a legit ass fucking piece.
I got mine
though.
Right here.
Look how big that piece is.
What is that?
Dude, this is dope. Because what you do is you put whiskey and then you pour shots with this pour for whoever you're hanging out with.
We'll just leave it here.
The stuff that makes you.
This is the only place I drink whiskey.
How do you get that?
That's true.
Why don't I get one of those? Where's
we should
mine?
Put like the whenever we buy like a good bottle, we should just keep it in there for reserve.
I'll pay for it. I mean,
no, I got you. I'll get you one.
What?
The Ignite I just bought today.
Oh, the CBD. Oh, you should let him try. Oh, he's already going to be high. Never mind.
Yeah.
Try
it afterwards.
I'm not high.
You're about to be.
Courtesy of Scott. Thank you, Scott, for the marijuana.
Still fucking oh, yeah, that's right. Later.
What happened? Who's Scott?
The little guy that gave you.
Oh, where's I like that little guy. we need him to come back over. Cause
he's in one of these bags.
Go. He might be. I think he's in that little jar bottle thing. Actually, when I opened it, I thought he was here. He's going to pop out.
He's just like, ah. He's like out of a cake or what?
Scott.
Well, he lives
oh, this is cool.
Now,
thank you for the, I don't know where I'm going to hide it. The other one I could stick in there.
Told you you needed to hide it.
We were going
to
get you a little bong, but we're like, oh, yeah.
Well, just leave it in here. Leave it in the bucket. No one's going to. It's going to come to the table, right?
Well, I could put it where I'm going to hide the black dildo. Under my pillow.
What are you going to do with that dildo?
I don't know. Oh, I'm going
to
gift wrap it. Yeah.
Gift wrap it. Give it to
I'm
somebody.
I'm going to give it to your mom. And her reaction will determine our future. Because if she's happy, I'm going to be pissed.
It's on 2 weeks later. Chris is all sad and shit.
Yeah, well, that could be 2 minutes later.
You better use that fucking bedazzled flask, fool.
You know how many flasks I have? I have a lot.
I like that little thing he has, that thermos thing. That
yeah,
was
it's
cool.
Pretty cool, huh?
I yeah. like that.
Well, I'm just going to leave it here because it's the only place I drink whiskey.
Yeah, that's good.
That would be a reserve.
That's really what you should do. Put the good stuff in there and say, oh, that thing's nasty. Been here for 10 years. Only we know better.
It has a little pour or two. That's pretty dope.
I really this enjoyed that cool. gift, but I was curious and wanted to experiment.
He gave you?
So I could get a stupid.
Open that cup. I didn't see what it looked like.
Wait, let's open that. Where's mine?
What?
Yeah, where's
what?
Let's all take a look at this again. Oh, that's a dildo.
Oh, the cup?
No, I want to see what the cup looks
the
like.
Pine glass. This one?
Yeah.
No, the
I didn't
horn
get to see
thing.
It. I didn't open it.
Yeah, so it's a horn glass well, for beer.
I think like, we should put it in here somewhere.
That shit looks legit. That reminds me of a
get better gifts.
Where do you put
that
it?
Looks cool like for your little bar you have inside.
Obviously we broke.
What about our little get up here?
Oh,
we get dusty
by the kegerator. Thank you. It's cool.
What was that movie with, where they drank beer?
Beer fest.
Oh yeah.
Where they do the shoe.
Oh, they have the boot. Alex has
the
boot at home.
They have the das boot.
Oh, do you?
The boot. Das boot.
Das boot.
That's it.
It is true that you have to drink it a certain way, or else it splashes you.
Just comes at you all quick.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
That cup is cool.
Let me dip the dildo in there.
Chris, I feel like you're going to enjoy that dildo because you're mentioning that shit
that?
A lot, Chris.
I've never seen one before.
You're starting to concern me for real.
Really?
No.
Do you feel how heavy those balls were?
Wait, oh, you have to launch that thing back. Yeah, launch it back. Wait, does that need a battery?
Oh, that thing's
we're looking
cool.
at a ping pong ball.
I think we should play that.
Ping pong cup?
Where's the ball at?
That's fucking weird.
I think I turned upside down, get the ball.
What did you get? Oh, you got the horn. You got the beer horn. That's pretty cool.
It's cool. I love it.
Here, bring it out.
No, I'm kidding.
So this cup says, look at, wherever it lands, you do 20 push-ups.
Oh, fuck that.
Bottoms up, pass the pint, no drink.
Your fucking dildo stabbing you in the fucking leg.
Yodel.
Sing a song. Yeah, this shit's fucking.
It's in your bag, Chris. You're going to enjoy that dildo.
Can you sign it?
I will.
Sign it with what? A white pen?
You have to. Pretty dark. But heavy.
Make sure before you use it, you lube
it
up,
had
Chris.
That thing in our fucking closet, and I was scared my kids would come and see that shit.
Oh, dude, look at we just, I just got guests for the podcast. We can do these fucking ice things. When we drink our whiskey, we have glasses now.
Dope.
Dope.
We're alcoholics.
I get the feeling your sister picked all these things out.
No, I picked those. But
he picked out all the dude, that shit's
all
dope.
All the alcoholic stuff. I just figured it would be for the podcast.
Oh, that is cool.
That shit's dope how it
looks. Yeah, that shit is cool. Eric, that's not what Eric has one part. Made out of marble.
Oh, that is cool.
Like a legit one made out of marble.
I like that. Can you put it back in the box?
Oh, oh damn. He's going to take it away from our bar and put it
I'm
in
gonna
his
bar. I'm going to give that to Lisa. Will the dildo fit in that same box?
Yeah, on the holder, yeah. You put the dildo on the holder, so every time you go in your room, you'll be excited.
Oh, is that what we're going to do now? All right, fine.
It'll remind them. The dildo reminded you of us.
Yeah, that's sad. I get fucked every time I come in here.
You chose to come in here.
How's that pipe? You look high.
Do you like it? Did you look at it? Did you look at the pipe?
Did you admire the artwork?
I did everything right. Hey, when I push these buttons.
He was pressing it though. He's like, what are these buttons?
That's just
for?
Grip. That's just grip. And then the front of it, it has like this weird little design.
Oh, shit.
This is a grip?
Oh, yeah, you're not even hitting it right
the
here.
The front of that, yeah, the front is. Of your pipe looks he's, like the design, the logo on your shirt.
Oh, are you holding me?
Yeah, he is.
You
yeah,
were holding it?
Yeah.
Letting go? Oh, okay.
Look at the front that's of that
grip,
logo.
I got yelled at. Improper use
look
of
at the
gift.
Front. That looks like his logo on his shirt.
Yeah, the front's pretty cool. It's pretty thick, too, so it shouldn't break when you drop it. Next time you have
an and I will drop it.
Yeah, we know.
Probably in about 20 minutes.
Does it taste different than your old-ass rusty pipe?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah, it's yeah. better.
Hold on, let me check.
It lasts longer, too. Still burning, bro.
Clearly, we're not doing this right, because Steppy is fucking up hitting that fucking pipe. Oh, wait.
Oh fuck!
Damn, it took him back to 1942.
Holy shit, my hood's spinning.
Wow. Oh, yeah, see that shit comes
cured
out.
His glaucoma.
I can see stuff.
It goes because there's no blockage like your other pipe.
Oh no, I cleaned the hell out of that. After you told me it was disgusting, I took it completely apart and cleaned it with a steel tool. You know.
Yeah. Well, now you're
that one's easier to clean.
That new pipe. Oh, yeah. New pipe. Look at the eye. It looks like an eye. He's blessing the podcast with weed. Weed smoke.
You must take deep breaths when you're breathing. Amen.
I feel like we were in a little church right now.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Just experience an ego death.
Peace be with you.
I felt like I was in Marco Polo.
Yeah.
Oh, change man.
This thing on.
That shit is loud. That shit
is fucking
super spaghetti, bro.
No, I'm not asking me any questions you want.
How was your week, Steppy?
Rough. I was off and I worked all week.
All I know is that I cannot come over here anymore to hang out.
Because I make it more.
Because then I'll be fucking climbing ladders into trees and cutting off
tree limbs.
Tree limbs and doing crazy shit.
All the while.
When'd you do that?
Today.
I came.
He came over for a minute. I said, can you help me with the ladder? Oh, since you're here, can you help me climb the ladder? Oh, since you're here, can you cut that limb?
No. He goes like this. Oh, can you help me do this? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to leave it a little bit. He's like, oh, I can just do it by myself. And he puts it like a little fucking doggy and like fucking.
I didn't know that's my normal thing.
Yeah, I know it is. Now I know it is.
No, it didn't get me anywhere, but thanks for the help.
Just to get me to do shit.
You go look at that tree now, though. I figured
out. It's like a regular ass tree.
No, not anymore. Now it looks like this.
You're a cop.
Got a
Alex
bonnet.
Became the sheriff of the room. He put the little badge on.
Just got a little
badge. It's a money clip, you know.
Who carries money?
It's a money clip.
It looks like a fucking badge to me.
Do you want a different one? I have, I bought three. But you have to tell me what you like first so I can get only the three.
I don't think anyone carries cash like that, really.
Do you want to choose whatever you want?
What do you mean? What are the options?
I have like 50 of them.
Oh, shit.
But that doesn't diminish the gift.
His fucking eyes are so glossy right now.
Why? That's because I can see better. And I appreciate it, and I'm crying a little.
Inside. He feels renewed.
A moment.
He feels renewed. And shit. He's like,
I'm freestyling.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It could be. Look, that says stop. I thought it said mops.
What are you going to get?
Steffi, weren't you an extra in This Is a New... Fuck, I forgot the name of the movie. This Is a New World, This Is a New Life.
What?
Don't know. Are you trying to sell a series? Or...
Fuck, I forgot, damn it.
Fuck that joke. It's not... a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, that's good. That's actually a one... What the hell? How could I be an extra on It's a Wonderful Life? That was in 1927.
So you're what?
Yeah, okay. If it was 1930,
what's that new movie
right?
that just came out with Christopher or whatever? The
That's a good movie, though.
The My Street. Like
that The guy. Edge of the Beyond. What?
That movie that... Oh, fuck.
What? See, you're fucking up, too.
He's all
that weed was floating in the air.
He's thinking it's high.
Breathe.
He fucked us up.
I'm not going to lie. I'm real high right now.
That's like, okay. It's kind of fun, smoke.
Now he's a shaman?
Fuck. Where's them cookies?
No, fuck. My Wonderful, or where he's like, it's his street.
It's his street.
He's an old guy.
Are you talking
like
about
a sweater? He wears a sweater.
Wait a minute. Is he talking about the house that flies in the air or what?
No.
Wait, it's a new movie or an old movie?
It oh, I should have brought my...
Is that Mr. Magoo?
Mr.
Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. There you go.
Welcome to my neighborhood.
With Tom Hanks. Mr. Rogers, yeah.
The new movie that came out. What,
oh, is Tom Hanks? Tom Hanks yeah, is Mr. Rogers?
May you be. Yeah.
My mother loved my Mr. Rogers.
No, I used, I used to watch it all the time.
But my mother loved him. I'm not talking about the show. She thought he was wonderful.
Well, it was around that long ago?
Oh,
he's a real person.
My mom, yeah, he just died. Like, probably 10 years ago?
No, but he was really like that. Like,
oh, I thought you meant, like, she grew up watching him or something.
No,
like that.
She is the same age person.
Yeah.
Loved. He's so wonderful. I mean, my mother was like this. When you come in the house, you don't come in running. You don't come in screaming. You take your shoes off. And if your socks are dirty, you take those off, too, because you're not going to walk on my carpet. But don't talk like that, Christopher. Don't eat like that, Christopher. You're not going to eat all that, are you, Christopher? I have no weight complex whatsoever. But she was like very dainty, and she is still alive.
So that's why she loved him?
Because he was the same pussy. You know? Oh, children, or isn't this a nice window ledge?
You know why I like that show?
Did you just call him a pussy?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know why I like that show is because
he caught it all late.
That, like as a kid, I, like obviously you don't know how things are made, but right, he would visit like warehouses or whatever
we
or
have
factories, and you could see how shit was made. And I thought that was interesting as fuck.
It is so like doing science projects and building.
Yeah, so that's why I really like that show. Yeah, that was cool.
No, you should have liked it because he was a gentle, sweet
pedophile.
And my mother, no, that was the other dude.
Bob Ross?
No, that was the other guy. Remember?
Blue's Clues? No.
No.
Barney?
Barney the Bear?
No, Barney the Dinosaur? No.
Subway?
No. There was a guy that had a kid show. He was crazy, wacky. He got caught in the movie theater jacking off.
Oh, Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, right.
Pee Wee Herman, you had Mr. Rogers, you had...
He was just a...
But I thought Pee Wee Herman was like that.
And then my mother married Mr. Rogers when she got remarried. My stepfather is Mr. Rogers and Mr. Cleaver. All built into one.
So what's Mr. Cleaver?
Like just their personalities?
Yeah.
Was Cleaver a show? No. Was that a show?
Not the actual
people.
Leave
it to Beaver.
Oh, it was Leave It to Beaver. Yeah. Okay.
So Cleaver was the dad, right?
Pardon?
Cleaver?
Yeah, because I just saw...
Cleaver was their last name.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just saw that new Netflix movie.
It was Wally?
Where they go around killing fucking dictators. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Six under, fuck.
6 foot under.
Yeah,
no,
something
it's
like that.
Six.
Yeah.
It's with the dude from Deadpool.
Yeah. Not six heads in a.
No.
Well, he keeps talking about the Cleavers.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
leave
whole
it
time.
To Beaver.
But it's Leave It to Beaver, right?
Because he had a sick ass bike in the
Ward.
The remade one.
Huh?
His name is Ward.
I think he had a Huffy or something Ward like Cleaver. That.
Do you? Well, who did?
In Leave It to Beaver.
Not a Huffy.
A Schwinn.
It was a Schwinn. Just like that one,
dude. Huffy's cheap.
Just like that one.
It was the red one, right?
I have a Schwinn.
No, but in the reboot for when I was a kid, it was like
that's
red.
A Schwinn?
It was legit ass fucking.
They still have.
They had it at Fridays.
That shows on a night. Oh, really?
Well, they had a similar bike. I don't know if there's the exact one, but you know how at Fridays they hang up like things like that.
We need to get camera capabilities so we can fucking show
something
people the
hanging.
Studio.
We're at Fridays right now. He has a bunch of stuff hanging.
Yeah,
right? A bunch of random stuff.
Basically, this looks like.
Well, you know what? It's
kind of like Fridays. Yeah.
Wall
that's what we're going for. That's what we're going for. That's our look.
The Friday look.
Dude, today I was going to buy an actual Nipsey Hussle picture and bring it in here.
Bruh, we went to Tilly's to buy my nephew some shirts, and I got a little pin to put on my hat of Nipsey and a pin of Tupac to put on my hat.
Nipsey Russell?
Yeah, Russell.
Hussle.
Famous.
You're talking about Nipsey Russell, though, right?
Yeah, Nipsey Russell.
Yeah, he made fucking basketballs and shit.
Now, you know who Nipsey Russell is, or it might be.
No, I don't know who Nipsey
Russell is. Oh, okay, he's a black comedian. From the days of, like, Rowan and Martin Laughing. You guys know what that is?
No.
Oh, well, you are kidding me. There was a variety show. Do you know what that is?
A variety
show? We didn't grow up in segregation.
So there was... No, no, this has nothing to do with...
We watch
no
YouTube.
Racial
we
anything
watch YouTube.
Here. Anyway, so you had Goldie Hawn started there.
Oh, I know who Goldie Hawn is.
Never heard of that.
She was the cute girl that used to pop up in
Goldie
the windows. Hawn.
She's an actress. She's
Goldie Hawn. You know yeah. She Goldie Hawn is.
Yeah, you know who she is.
Maybe if I see.
She's married to Kurt Russell.
Russell. Yeah, Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell.
You come on the millionaire. What's the Overboard? You've seen the movie Overboard? Where
she's been in the
yacht. And that's Goldie Hawn.
Who's the guy?
Oh, brother. All that and you didn't care.
Never mind.
Continue, Steffi. Right, what are you talking about?
Why'd you say, never mind?
No, because I can't think of the comedian.
Oh, I forgot that you were even thinking. anyway, so Nipsey Russell was a black comedian in the same time frame, 1968, 69 through probably 82. Look him up. Nipsey
Goldie
Russell.
Hawn. Nipsey Russell?
Got a very identifiable
face. She has that fucking smile.
She has that fucking smile.
She's married to Kurt Russell, and her daughter is
fuck. Nah, Zoe. Trivia.
What's her name?
I think it's Zoe something. He was
no,
was
it's not like, Zoe. No. Well, I see what you mean though. Starting with like a weird letter.
Yeah, it's a weird letter.
What is her name? But her
oh,
last
that
name?
Girl that was on Tiger Bug.
Yeah,
but her last name is different than both of those.
Yeah, she has a stage name,
Catapretta.
Yeah. So that's why I don't know.
And he has a brother also.
I can't remember.
They were both on Tiger Belly. I forgot their names.
Damn it. What's her name? You guys, she's a very blonde actress right now, really hot. What's she ever playing?
Goldie Hawn?
No. Oh, if
Kate
you ever
Hudson.
Saw the movie where she was.
Yeah, Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson, Oliver Hudson, and
Kate
Wyatt
Hudson.
Russell.
Kate Hudson, right?
Yeah. Kate Hudson, yeah.
The first movie that she did, can you look that up and see what it was?
Who?
Kate Russell.
Kate Hudson, you mean?
Hudson, thank you.
Oh, Kate Hudson?
Yeah.
Her first movie?
Right. I think she was
Were you a fan of Richard Pryor?
Yes, of course. You know, I was born in Cleveland, Ohio. That's a city, nigga.
Almost Famous looks like her first one.
Yeah, he just transformed into fucking...
Did you actually listen to vinyls?
Oh, yeah,
you actually
yeah.
listen to...
Yeah, well, I have Bill Cosby vinyls. Not Richard Pryor vinyl. Richard Pryor 8-track? Richard Pryor, not even 8-track. Richard Pryor cassette, and then CD, and then
TV. That's awesome.
Yeah. And what's his name?
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy's. He's coming back. He's going to do a stand-up special.
He should. He needs to do something.
Yeah. He just did a movie on Netflix.
Reminds me of Prince.
Why?
Kind of odd. I mean, really.
Well, he was out there. They said that he hooked up with girls and guys.
Yeah.
Prince never did that.
Who did?
No.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy did
Prince
that
too? Was all man, baby.
Well, what's the first comedian you
whatever he
you
was.
Richard Pryor?
He was a bisexual,
I like Prince.
Too.
Oh, he was? Oh, yeah. They say he was.
He was what?
Bisexual.
They said that he got fucked by Bronson. Whatever the fuck his name was.
Charles Bronson?
Or no, that super, like, he was a man's man back in the day. He drove cars and shit in the movies.
James Dean?
No, it was a really well-known...
Are you talking about the Godfather? The
oh, you're talking
Godfather?
About... What's his name? What's his name? Favio?
No.
Okay, fine.
Oh, fuck. I remember
I could be wrong.
No. Fucking sick-ass locks.
No, he's talking about the same...
No, I think he's talking about the guy that played the
he's a
Godfather.
Badass. No.
Godfather?
Yeah. Oh!
Badass.
Not Al Pacino or...
Nothing like that.
He played the dad in Godfather.
Yeah, the main dad.
He's
a huge actor. Huge.
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando.
Yeah, that's,
oh, that's what you were talking about?
Marlon Brando, I heard. Well, yeah, I heard on another podcast that he fucked...
Lord. If you ever saw Apocalypse Now and him in Apocalypse Now, I could see that happening.
Who?
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando's the one that went crazy and was with the Vietnamese and the Kong Delta. You guys don't even know that movie. You have to see Apocalypse Now.
I just watched
You've seen Helicopter Thing with the music going dun 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 dun. That came from that movie.
Oh, really? Shit. Mm-hmm. Oh shit.
I thought that came from MASH.
No, 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 no. That setup where they're blasting 1970s music or 60s music, late 60s music.
What was the first VHS you ever had?
VHS? Mm-hmm. Before that, I had Super 8. I mean, not Super 8.
What's Super 8?
No, no, no.
The movie.
Mm. That sounds like a motel. That's a motel, Super 8.
We don't know about your dirty little secrets.
I can't remember what dirty the play. The smaller secret. Player had smaller cassettes. It was a Betamax.
Yeah, but what was your first VHS?
It played on TV?
No, video, but Betamax are different.
Mine was First Blood.
Oh, I have those on what do you call those things again? The big
ass? I think it was. I used to watch it.
VHS?
No.
Do you know what First Blood is?
Yes, of course.
What is it?
I was on last night, as a matter of fact. But I'm still on, you know, when he comes back from Vietnam, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's a badass movie.
It's good once or 10 times, but not 75 times.
No, I heard the new one's pretty good, though.
Oh, I watched it yesterday.
I watched the ending of it, but I want to watch all. Yeah. He's still doing the thing.
Like, how?
This is the last one. It's called Last Blood.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
It had a Sicario feel or no? That's what it seemed like when I watched
it. Yeah, it was kind of fucking.
Did it? Because Sicario was good. Sicario was one of the best movies I'd seen like that.
I never watched the second one. The first one was good.
Yeah, I said that. It's good. I can't remember what happened.
I think the first one's way better than the second one.
Yeah, I mean,
we didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
Well, I think the second one's good because I like how they kidnapped the little girl and like tricked her.
I gotta remember what the.
But then he ended up being able to kill the people that killed his family.
Yeah,
that's what the end is, right?
It was still good. It was still really good. But I think the first one was just like one of the best movies.
Like I said, the first one took us. This place that we hadn't been for a while.
Yeah.
And so we were satisfied, and then here comes this one. I agree with you, though. I think it was anyway.
Yeah.
Just the whole plot and the time in between the plot.
So the new Rambo is basically that, but he's, you know, he's Rambo. He goes
because his niece gets drugged, right?
Yeah, goes to Mexico to find her real dad, and
who?
She gets thrown
into... This is the last Rambo.
The new Rambo, the last Rambo.
Who's going to... Who's the girl?
His niece.
Rambo's niece.
Oh, his niece. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
And she gets kidnapped?
She gets kidnapped and
Sicario gets put into the
sex trade. And he goes out there and just fucking mayhem. It's a good movie.
Sicario Taken.
Yeah. That's basically what it is. Yeah, Sicario Taken.
Because his daughter gets in.
Taken pisses me off,
the
drug
trade. Oh,
the first Taken was amazing.
Yeah, there's
the third one... Fuck you! That movie's so fucking stupid.
See, I wonder if that's the one I'm thinking of. Was the third one like a while back?
Yeah, Taken.
Yeah, is it that one? The one with his wife?
Basically, it's
I think so. And then he's throwing grenades around and shit. He's throwing grenades to get her attention.
Yeah,
that one's annoying to me because he keeps fucking up all these younger dudes, and then he'll blow up, get in a car crash. Next thing he's on the phone again. It's like, what the fuck? How does he escape all this shit?
I swear, I saw a movie the other night where this guy just gets punched straight in the face. I'm not coming back. They get up, they come back, get knocked to the ground, their head bashed against the wall. 5 minutes, and then they're fighting the guy. Come on, man. Two of those hits, you're out.
So, yeah.
What are we doing?
Watching John Wick 3.
Yes. John Wick is ridiculous. I swear to God, I tried to run like a block after I saw that.
Motivated you.
Right?
He's like,
when I was that young, I could have done that shit. Right?
Imagine.
I just want to go running and roll in the grass and then stand up and run again. If I roll, I'm stuck. I hit the sprinkler in my head.
Someone fuck with my dog.
Everyone's just watching the movie, just here stepping in the room, putting on his fucking his little shirt on, his little bandana and shit. Like, where are you going? I'm gonna go run.
You saw me?
I seen you.
Oh, I don't have bandana though. I tried running with one of those freaking Walkman or back CD man or whatever it's called. You know, the Walkman or CD player
the iPod.
No, it was way before that. Oh. Like, yeah, you'd run with a real CD on your side. Anyway, my shit kept disconnecting from my headphones.
Oh, fuck.
Right? One step, disconnect. One step. Come on. Mine from here to there is not that far.
You have to hold it in your hand.
Right? But I just didn't have enough cord.
Fuck.
That was it. So then I dropped it when I was running fast down the hill because I couldn't stop. and I couldn't go back because you have to climb back up that hill.
So the new Rambo is kind of ridiculous, and like John Wick 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Five. Is there five?
Five's not out yet.
Have you seen the new Joker?
No.
Oh, you got to watch that.
I did see a movie, however. If I give you the... Damn it. They were... I can't remember. I can tell you what the end is, where he's in a big cave and he's facing the leader guy and he's been searching for, and they're both Vietnam vets. And you guys have not seen this movie, I can tell.
It sounds like every movie that I watched before.
No, just saw it. And I'm not even sure. It was not a movie TV. I mean, a TV...
Who's the main actor?
A movie that made for TV.
Mm-hmm.
If it was, it was the best one I'd seen on TV. I haven't been to a movie theater, and I haven't.
There's a movie coming out, war movie.
I can't remember.
It's called, I think, 1917. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's World War One.
Oh, there's a new Pearl Harbor movie out that I heard is really good.
Oh, really? What the heck? Oh shit! Is it out?
That's a schedule for the movie theater, isn't it?
Yeah, so I guess it's out. That's it, 1917, yeah.
No, it's out on January 10th.
Oh. Oh, yeah, January
10th. Is there a trailer?
Yeah, you want to watch it?
Play that shit. It's World War One. World War One seems to just be go line up in a ditch and sit there until somebody gets tired of sitting there.
Did World War One have, they still had gas? They still had gas, right?
Yeah. When they still had, that's when it started. Yeah, that's when they started using gas.
And then they just decided, no, it's even against war.
It's even crazier that...
No, they still have gas right now.
All those people that were...
That's supposed to be like...
But you're at war. If you're civilized and not at war...
There's war laws, though.
Not about gas.
Yeah.
No, hell no.
You're not allowed to use...
Screw your war laws, because if I'm the warring person... I don't give a fuck what you're saying to me about what I can do legally and not legally.
Well, the last time someone did that was Syria, remember? And then we bombed the shit out of them as a warning. Like,
because they did it to civilians.
Yeah.
If I have people that want to kill those people, and I go to them, you cannot use certain weapons, though.
Yeah.
That's a whole reason for the nation.
I get it.
There is a law.
The Paris.
You should know you were there when they made the law.
What?
There is laws for war, but no one abides
there,
them.
There are rules. Exactly. There's rules of war.
Yeah.
And honestly,
rules
the winner cheated. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a humanitarian thing. And so you get fined. But if you lose the war, who cares?
That's basically what we did in Vietnam when they dropped... what's that shit they dropped in Vietnam?
Napalm.
Napalm. That's what we were doing. We're cheating. But there's no fucking... actual rules in war, like, for real.
But wait a minute, we weren't cheating. We just introduced that.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
There you go.
It's a new, it's like the atomic bomb. We're just.
But Agent Orange fucked us up. So we live and we learn.
So what about that little, there was a game where you can make a little bomb or something like that when you're a kid?
Operation?
Similar to that, where you can make like a small little...
We had all kinds of cool shit. Yeah. We had chemistry sets.
Yeah, there was a type of chemistry set where you kind of make like a little bomb, or it's supposed to be safe, though.
Well, I don't know about that, but that's really stupid.
Here, look it up.
Do you think those games... like
that's stupid.
Like back in the day, like when you were a kid, do you think those games were meant to prepare you for war?
Which games?
Like how you just said right now, like building little bombs and...
No, there's electronics. It's an electronic learning tool. And you take the little diodes and you hook them up and this thing.
Yeah, but you don't think that's for us to prepare for like war or prepare us for something?
Well, no. I think like if you play Parcheesi as a kid or any of those strategy games as a kid, they're to teach you strategy.
Atomic Energy, this one.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He's not making a...
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember something like that.
He's trying to create negative ions in that globe where you have
I think that's energy. Cool because you actually learn.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what I was talking about. It's the energy flowing through when two... It'll arc. Basically, you'll have power
that
going
through. That's cool as hell.
Yeah, I wish like fucking when we were kids, we had those type of choices because you would learn.
Well, here's the problem. If you're not Beaver Cleaver... you're going to open that jar and just pour way too much on whatever it is your experience. Yeah. And in 2 weeks, that shit's empty. So now you have your mom threw cinnamon in it, and so it looks different. But the point is that you would play with those.
That's a badass Captain America.
And then 6 weeks later, it's no good anymore.
Yeah.
So you'll either find them in perfect condition like this or trashed and missing parts.
And now there's no way in hell someone could sell that.
Yeah, of course. That'd be worth $250.
Well, you know who's trying to sell it?
Wait a minute. That'd be worth $250 right now.
What?
That atomic energy lab.
If you had everything.
If you had it.
Of course.
But well, you said someone's trying to make it.
Oh, nobody no, wants to get like, rid of it.
Like no, sell it like a production.
Like Toys R Us. Well, I mean, they're out of business.
Well, Kohl's.
Kohl's has a whole bunch of shit. No, I'm saying now. Like this.
No, they do that now. But it's not functional.
Yeah. That's what we're saying. Like it won't be the same as how it was before.
Right.
So they
have science. Not to cut you off, but
yeah, you did, motherfucker.
They have like shit like whoops. That upgraded yeah. though.
Oops, like fucking
right. More sophisticated.
They have it at Kohl's. They have that shit.
How much?
Oh, I never.
$35.99.
Something crazy. Like
The fucking guy that said he saw aliens or whatever that worked at Area 51.
Who? Aliens when he worked at Area 51?
Yeah, what's his name?
Tony Hawk.
You're an idiot.
I believe it. Roswell.
Remember that was a badass level. And you know what sucks is like I really want to get into that, but I want to fucking remember that guy's name. Fuck. Well, it's a guy that was on Rogan that like fucking started that whole.
I know you're talking about Area 51 thing. Name.
He's making these toys. That was on his documentary.
Yeah,
we did
see in a documentary. Yeah.
So, do we believe it's possible? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do we believe he did? I don't know.
What, the alien thing?
I believe it.
100%.
I mean, I've seen aliens tapes, myself, so.
He had tapes, like, where he was sneaking, like, with his buddies and going to the hills and fucking recording. Like, why would he do that just for fun?
To sell that Roswell story.
Man, I don't think he was that clever.
Speaking about aliens, I had a crazy fucking...
He was building fucking jet cars when he was a kid, you know?
I get it.
Yeah, he has a pretty but good also, story.
My brother worked at Wright-Patterson and at Area 51. My brother flew satellites in space, looking and listening for aliens, and has this to say. He's dead now. And this is top secret.
Well, tell us.
We're not alone.
Yeah.
And he knew
I believe it.
But couldn't tell
There's
me
anything.
There's
that tic-tac thing going around?
Because he was in Shadow Mountain. He was Space Command.
Shadow Mountain's
he
in...
He was a colonel, sorry.
In Colorado, right?
What is that? Shadow Mountain.
Shadow Mountain is basically where...
Exactly.
Where what?
It's a shadow.
That's NORAD.
It's NORAD. So they have all the information. It's like a in a mountain, right? Like they carved into the mountain and it's like big ass tunnels, the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And they have
it's
all
James
kinds
Bond
of shit in there.
Times two.
Yeah. So
it's
they have.
Transformers, bro.
It's like basically a city. They say it's bigger than Los Angeles down there. Like
what?
It's NORAD and it's something else. They keep all information. That's what Jon Snow was talking
Where
about.
Where do you think they send the president if there's a...
I mean, if I had a fucking... my own country, I'd do the same thing. 100%. Like,
we couldn't get people to do it. Right? How did they carve all that out? With the military? Yeah. Sure. Okay. Fair. But...
Oh, you're stating that it was made by another...
No. I'm stating it took a long... long
oh
time.
100% but yet it's like one of those things like look at what Hitler did in his time, like there's still fucking crazy ass
absolutely
eagle's nest, there's fucking he did all these different science experiments, there's fucking his whole rail system, there's so much stuff and he did crazy. It in such a little bit of time. Imagine a country like America that's been around longer than that.
There's reasons why we don't advance because you have to allow these products, inventions, and the time to do its thing on either the economy or the people or prepare them is what I'm saying. Mm. And that's why we go slow. It's all about the economics of it. And the those who have money, those in power, and those who can make more money if they get that time. So they get next to the power and slows it all down. That's why the interest rates go... They're all managing when we buy and what we pay for it. And so if they need money, it's what we pay for it. The when we buy is the interest rate, obviously. But
yeah, I mean, that's economics for you.
Well, think about it.
Yeah.
Because if we have this really great invention, iPad or even Alexa show, you know, the video screen thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, when they came out, they were like $300-$400. They're like $49 right now.
But they're saying,
and the military's had that technology.
Yeah, they're saying they have already had technology
for a long, long time.
They're just slowly putting it out.
Exactly.
It could be a couple things. There's that technology already there, but they're just using it for the military. and they have no reason to mass produce it, you know? And then so
how do you keep that silent among all those people?
I'm not saying they're keeping it silent.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah, well, I'm saying I don't think they're keeping it silent. I just think someone just takes that technology and says, hey, I can find an investor and mass produce this into a cool,
yeah, like
a
little product. Yeah, I agree with that.
You know?
Yeah.
So the technology is definitely out there. Like, there's a magnet that's fucking strong as shit, but we make a micro magnet that can do this, this, and that. It's just kind of that concept. Where the technology is there, you just find little ways to sell it and obviously get the right price point.
You wean it out.
Yeah.
Create things and sell them, then improve on them. And you can already be ready with the final improved greatest thing.
That's the iPhone. Right? It's already fucking where it needs to be. They just keep slowly putting it.
And look how much
it's competitive.
$1,000 iPhone 11 or something right now.
Yeah.
Crazy. And that's where apparently all this technology is coming from, Shadow Mountain. That's what they're saying.
See, I don't want to give that much credit to them, though. Because there's really smart people out there that can come up with this on their own.
And they're contracted by...
And now, with what's been introduced, yes.
Contracted by the military.
Well, eventually, obviously the government's starting to step into big data now, like Facebook. And then iPhone's been really resistant. Like, you saw this with that one attack we had in San Bernardino. They couldn't even get in the guy's phone, the FBI. And Apple's like, you know, we're not going to give you this fucking hack.
Yeah, yeah.
There's other guys that can do it. So there's some companies that are resistant against government, but there's others like big data, they'll do whatever it fucking takes.
It isn't that they weren't resistant against the government asking for the number. There's so many legal ramifications around it. And if the government wants it for this emergency need, I can't just do that because I have all my stockholders and all my shareholders.
Well, yeah, that's a big way of looking at it, yeah.
Right, well, that is exactly...
Yeah.
And I would have advised that they didn't either.
Yep.
That's why the risk manager.
That's why they were looking for, what's his name, Jon Snow or Snowman or whatever his name is?
Snowden?
Snowden, yeah. Because he released a lot
of information. Well, he worked for... Well, he's the guy that exposed that fucking company that the same thing, and they source all our data.
Wikipedia?
No, WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks is a different company.
Oh, that's a different.
That way you fucking release information and so it's all.
I know
he worked for WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
No, he did. No, trust me, it's not that. It's fucking.
The guy who was
something with an N.
NORAD.
NASDAQ.
No, not NASDAQ. That's a.
No, I know what you're saying.
No, fuck. Watch. I'll look it up. Keep talking, guys. Keep
Napster.
No, dude. It was something for the government.
NATO.
Oh, I guess WikiLeaks was following him. Maybe that's what it was.
No, there's a different guy. That's another guy like this with WikiLeaks.
But have you watched that movie?
Central Intelligence Agency for the CIA.
The National Security Agency.
NSA.
There you go. NSA. So people didn't know about the NSA at that time, and then he exposed NSA. The general public.
We knew about it.
The general public.
Okay. Who doesn't know about NSA?
The general public.
I grew up with the military.
So. See, yeah, that's different. So when it's like the general public saying, oh, yeah, we can look at all your information. We do this, this, and that, and there's
they can watch you from
a company like NSA.
That's like public enemy number one.
Public enemy number one.
But you have to think about it. We've seen all these movies, but when someone makes it official and that actually worked there, then it becomes real.
Right. How much do I really believe you can see me brushing my teeth and the color of my toothbrush from space?
Yeah.
How am I going to believe that?
Yeah. And then someone goes and says, hey, I've worked there, and now they're fucking chasing me, and I'm in this airport, and they really want to kill me, and it's real.
Well, did you hear about the fucking the ringer things? Like,
ringer
camera, like people are hacking into them and being
the rings?
Able to...
Man, I knew that was going to happen regardless.
There's
technology fucking...
They're hacking into the... Like, so some parents put videos, like cameras in their kids' rooms.
Oh, I thought you said the ring.
Yeah.
Your doorbell that you have.
How are they hacking my doorbell? What's that going to do?
Yeah, that goes back to... Like,
you see my front yard.
That just goes back to mass producing something and not putting the right security behind it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Maybe on purpose. So that it can expire.
Yeah. So people were hacking into
the next best version comes out, and then you fucking spend more money.
Into the videos, and let's say there's like a little kid playing, and then be like, hey, little boy, knock over the TV. And they'll be talking to the kid, and the kid in the video shows the kid like, who are you? He's like, don't go tell your mom, or this is going to happen. Like shit like that. People, grown-ass men will wake up little kids in the middle of the night. Like,
see, that's just sick. Through
their computer?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Through the Wi-Fi. They're fucking hacking.
How can people do that? I can't even connect my...
Because you're not a fucking
Eric
hacker,
Eric that's here
bro.
All the time, he can do it.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like, oh shit.
Can he move all in?
His passwords? He changes all his
it's
passwords.
It's just getting your IP address.
Wow.
That's just people.
Because everything's connected. Think about it. Everyone's connected. Everything's
now, but
connected.
How come I have to give my work permission then if they want to?
I mean,
you know what? They already have.
You know, they can get around that. Yeah. It's just like you said. It's a legal thing. It's a right thing. It's a moral thing to do. But if they really wanted to, I'm sure they can get around that. There's always a back door. It's like your email. You think your email's secure, but they can look at your email.
Maybe, but there must be a level beyond ours. Because normally they would say, okay, just turn your computer on and I'll go look at it, right? But
no, that's just remoting in.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, IT could do that.
Yeah. Well, how do you get in otherwise?
They have the same thing. Shit.
Right. But my IT hadn't been able to do things unless I let them in.
So I know you're getting permission because that's the right protocol.
No, I needed you to fix it and I can't let you in because I'm not there. Do it.
And well, that's also couldn't. People that are just trained into knowing how to use those specific steps.
Yeah, help desk. Yeah.
If there's somebody that's, I mean, everyone's called Google
you
and you get
to click yes.
And you get some fucking guy that knows a script and then you have to get to the third level. There's a guy that actually knows his shit. You know, that's just how it goes. So let's all get to that third level, guys.
One day.
Gems. And good night.
But what if we're meant for the fifth level?
And good night.
7125media.com. Reach out at info@7125media. Follow us at 7125media everywhere. I'll get better at this one day. And
yeah.
Bye. Merry Christmas.